These people who are positively charged are leaders who are successful. Their enthusiasm and their self-confidence affect the people who are around them. How often have you heard people talk about someone who was larger than life? That's what they say. I heard someone talking about Telly Savalas some time ago. Telly Savalas, the man who famously coined the phrase, the question, who's your daddy? Telly Savalas, the bald-headed man who played as Kojak. And they say that although he wasn't that tall, when he walked into a room, all eyes would turn on him. He'd begin to speak, and he'd just get the attention of everyone in the room, even when he wasn't trying to. They said he was larger than life, positively charged people. Their self-confidence affecting the people around them. Let's ask some questions about this type of person, this positively charged person. Even where you work, someone that people create positions for, someone who seems to always have the answer to the problem. Talking about somebody who Les describes as positively charged. He says furthermore about these positively charged people that they choose to react positively to life because they see no benefit in letting life get the upper hand. They choose to react positively. You know, we might be able to get to a point where we don't even think consciously about choosing, about responding, reacting positively, even to the negatives in our lives, responding to negative people in our lives, responding to negative circumstances in our lives. But notice this, though, and this is what I really want us to get. Whether it's something that we're just beginning to do and we have to put a lot of thought into it, or whether it's something that we've been doing for so long that we don't have to put a lot of thought into it. There is some thought there, but it takes place so quickly because it's so much a part now of who we are. It's so much a part of our personality. It's so much a part of our mindset. It is so much a part of our attitude about life that we don't have to put much thought into it. It's almost like we're on cruise control and we automatically go into that mode when something negative comes at us. But notice, though, it is still a matter of choice. Because at any point in life, we could choose to stop being positive. How many of you know someone who used to be very, very positive, maybe in high school? That person was very, very positive, and people enjoyed being around that person because that person was so positive. And now, 20 years after high school, you see the same person and you wonder what happened to that positive outlook on life. And you find that maybe you're not as excited about being around that person as you once were. You're not holding anything against the person, but you're just not as excited about being around the person as you once were. Because something that was there that was so special either seems to be missing or definitely is missing. Choice. Maybe something happened that was so devastating, so traumatic, that it changed. This person decided that things are going to be different now. And that circumstance changed the way they respond to life. And really and truly, the circumstance in and of itself is not what may have changed that person's outlook on life. The person changed his or her own outlook on life by choice. They still could have responded to that negative circumstance the same way they responded to the negative circumstances that came before that one. Yeah, it's about choice. The same way a person can be faithful in marriage for 10 years and then for whatever reason decide in year 11 that they're going to be unfaithful. A person who may have been positive for 33 years can one day change his or her mind and stop being positive. It's a choice. And that's the beauty of it. We can choose to be positive. Let me flip it for a minute. Maybe a person has been negative the first 28 years of life, the first 32 years of life. That person can make a decision, a choice to start being positive. And they can start changing their thought process when negative circumstances come around, when negative people come around. They can begin to change their thought process until they become generally a positive person. Now, again, that doesn't mean there will never be moments where there's sadness. That doesn't mean there will never be moments where there's anger. That doesn't mean there will never be moments where there's confusion. All of that is part of the equation of life. But the overall disposition of the person is one of positivity. They don't assign blame or look for a cause when a problem occurs. They look for the solution, unless they're looking for the cause en route to looking for the solution. They don't spend a lot of time blaming. Sometimes it really is important to know who's to blame. If something has gone wrong, who messed up? Where did we go wrong? That can sometimes lead us to the solution. But remember, that positive person is primarily solution-oriented rather than being blame-oriented. They're looking for the solution. They seek understanding. Positively charged people are not merely positive thinkers. I know that might be tempting to think. They may be tempting to conclude that positive people are just positive thinkers. But you know, it actually goes beyond that. They don't refuse to see problems. You know, that's not realistic. That's not practical. That is not beneficial. To have problems and say, nope, I don't have any problems. What good does it do a person who has a tumor to say, nope, I don't have a tumor? What good does it do a person whose car has just put them down? They were able to pull to the side of the road so they could get out of the way of the rest of traffic, let everybody else flow on, to say, nope, I'm not having any car problems. My car hasn't broken down. Sometimes our cars do break down. And you know what? When that happens, we need to find a way to get where we were going without that car. And we need to find a way to get that car taken care of. Both of those are problems that need to be resolved. Now, no one is saying that they are earth-shattering problems, but they are problems. Some calls have to be made. Transportation has to be arranged for you. Transportation has to be arranged for the car, a tow truck, something to come get that car to the shop. Someone's going to have to pay the folks at the shop to get the work done. No, it's not realistic. It's not even honest to say we have no problems. And so I appreciate the fact that Les Brown points out that positively charged people don't refuse to see problems. They see them and acknowledge them. Let's look at that some more when I come back.